Padre Pio wasn't easily deceived, but one night even he hesitated until he spoke the holy name of Jesus. This story will make you think twice about the power of that name. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story is one we've shared before on the channel, but it's not only one of my favorites, it also carries a powerful message for this month dedicated to the holy name of Jesus. So I decided to share it once again. It comes from Olivo Cesca's book, Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium, and it recounts the night when the devil, in disguise, knocked on Padre Pio's door. Listen to this. One night, while Padre Pio was in his cell at the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo, he heard a knock at the door. Wondering who it could be, he went to answer it and was astonished to find his old friend and confessor, Father Agostino, standing there. Now, this was certainly a great and happy surprise, especially because Father Agostino lived in a convent about 150 kilometers or 93 miles away in Montefusco, so the two didn't see each other very often. Yet, something about him seemed off. As they spoke, the uneasiness only grew. Father Agostino began criticizing Padre Pio's fasting and penances, calling them excessive and even saying they showed a misunderstanding of religious life. This alone must have shaken Padre Pio, since the real Father Agostino had always supported his spiritual discipline. But the conversation took an even darker turn. The impostor suggested that Padre Pio's health problems were proof that he wasn't fit for convent life, and that perhaps he should leave for a while, maybe even permanently. He hinted that Padre Pio could serve God better in the world than behind monastery walls. He didn't need to remain there to become a saint. Then came the most unsettling accusation of all. As many of you know, Padre Pio often endured fierce diabolical attacks, especially in the early years of his ministry. But now, Father Agostino questioned the truth of these attacks. As for those stories of diabolical vexations, he said, were they not simply symptoms of a sick mind? At the very least, there was far too much imagination in them, and they only bring discredit to the order. Finally, he advised Padre Pio to return home and take the time to regain his physical strength. Later, after he recovered, he could renew his request for admission to the convent. You can just imagine Padre Pio sitting on the edge of his bed, listening in silence, trying to make sense of it all. The man before him looked and sounded like his dear friend, but the words he spoke were poison. Something was terribly wrong. Silently, Padre Pio turned to God, praying for guidance. He waited patiently for an opportunity to speak. When the visitor finally paused, Padre Pio seized the moment and said, "You know well, Father, that for me what matters most is the will of God. To strengthen myself in this disposition, I would like you to help me implore heaven for help by saying loudly with me, 'Long live Jesus!'" At that very moment, the figure vanished in the blink of an eye, leaving behind nothing but a foul stench. And with that, the story concludes. Now, if we reflect on the final moment in the story, it becomes clear that the devil would have used any disguise, any lie, any trick to mislead Padre Pio. I mean, he even managed to imitate a priest. But he could not imitate love for Jesus. He could not pronounce that holy name. At the name of Jesus, he fled. This story perfectly reflects what the church teaches. The name of Jesus is not an ordinary name. It carries a divine power. It is a name above all other names. So as we continue through this month dedicated to the holy name of Jesus, let us remember to treat it with the utmost reverence. For at that name, every knee shall bend in heaven and on earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.